in the afternoon session, after which we'll have questions from the floor, and then we're going to segue seamlessly into a plenary session. We do want to try and finish by 5:30, so we'll sort of combine the questions and the plenary without having another break. So our first speaker, or the first paper, is from Lucia Ayala and Jaime Forero Romero. It's only Lucia who's here to do the presentation today, and she's from the Humboldt University in Berlin, so welcome to Lucia.
We have a problem with the sound. But it's good, the microphone, no?
Yes.
Okay. So, the quality is strange, but okay. The artist Franz van Schooten visualized the system of vortices for Descartes' Principia Philosophiae in 1644. In 1989, Melotte and Chandarin published the results of their simulations to visualize large-scale structure. These two images are very similar and at the same time are radically different. We propose going deeper in this comparison. Shattering motion and Big Bang, cosmos as history. In Le Monde, Descartes proposed a theory explaining the formation of the cosmos, but not its origin, because it was assumed to be a creation of God. He supposes an already created matter that, quote, should be imagined as the hardest and solidest body existing in the world, end of quote. At a given moment, God started to shake this compressed matter. The shaken parts divided themselves, triggering the motion and subsequent division of the closest ones in a kind of chain reaction. As a result of this primordial shattering motion, the matter acquired the most diverse forms, quote, like pieces exploding when a stone is broken, end of quote. This Big Bang-like picture is consistent with the contemporary observational framework of physical cosmology, where the universe is in the past is understood to be more homogeneous, denser, and hotter than it is today. However, the processes concerning the asymmetry between created and matter and antimatter, or the origin and nature of the initially small density inhomogeneities, the seeds of the present-time galaxies, don't have yet a standard theoretical picture confirmed by observations. Fluid medium, subtle matter, and dark matter. Descartes used the concept of subtle matter, a fluid composed by particles in constant motion. One of the main contributions of his model was the introduction of the visualization of matter as a key factor in astronomical images. Its penetrable nature, subjected to constant change and interactions, was depicted by dotted surfaces. Doing so, a special consideration was paid to the quality of matter as essence of the model. When other authors popularized the Cartesian model, like the French artist Bernard Picard did in the 18th century, only this dotted surface was highlighted. The visualization of cosmic matter and how it conforms the general structure started to be more important than concrete phenomena or mathematical laws. This became a distinctive visual feature of Cartesian physics, even in abstract figures. As a consequence, the traditional way of presenting astronomical diagrams, considering only orbital trajectories and the position organization of bodies, was enriched with the depiction of cosmic matter. A remarkable example comes in the comparison between the diagrams of the Tychonic and the Cartesian systems as appeared in an English translation from 1761 of the Conversations of the Plurality of Worlds by Fontenelle, which in addition to the concentric circles delineating the orbits, there are dots filling the gaps between them. From then on, it wasn't possible anymore to conceive a diagram without attracting attention to the matter as one of its main elements, since it was an essential factor for the formation of structures. This logic of representation remains until today. the first physically accurate representations of large-scale structure formation models obtained through computational experiments highlight as well the role of matter visualizations. In the scientific papers, matter distribution is depicted also with dots, representing particles that aren't of a physical nature in the sense of particle physics, but of a computational one. This discretization of matter into particles is a necessary step to perform the calculations, even when the physical model corresponds to a fluid. These particle-based models, implemented first in modern supercomputer simulations in the 1970s, still remains nowadays. In spite of that, their graphic representation significantly evolved with the available computing plotting software that triggered a new kind of rendering, closer to the postulated fluid nature of the matter being simulated. In the images from the Millennium simulation performed by the Virgo Consortium at the Max Planck Institute for Astrophysics in 2005, dots spread out into different shades and hues, with color palettes evocative of the imagined nature of dark matter. Comparing this kind of images with the versions in the seminal papers of the field, where the particles are clearly depicted as dots, one can confirm the higher degree of sophistication in the visual language allowed the visualization of more information. If the Millennium simulation were presented by dots, all the nuances in the filaments, voids, and knots would disappear, being reduced to a black smudge. Nevertheless, the basic topological information of the cosmic web is contained in both cases. A structure formation, halos and vortices. Dark matter, the dominant matter component in our universe, according to contemporary physical cosmology, isn't compatible with the framework of particle physics. It emerges as a consequence of our conceptual understanding of gravitation. The equation describing its behavior corresponds to a collisionless fluid that only interacts through gravity. In other words, currently, the behavior of dark matter cannot be described from basic principles of particle physics. A dark matter particle hasn't been detected yet, and therefore, the only available approach is through its gravitational effects. And to fully explore these effects, numerical simulations are required. We have mentioned the differences between the renderings of the first large-scale structure simulations and the most recent ones. It's important to insist the main consequence of this sophistication of visual language due to the improvement in hardware and software made possible to observe the emergence of new structures inside the cosmic web, namely high concentrations of dark matter with shades close to spherical and provided with a spin in motion. These concentrations are named as halos and play a fundamental role in galaxy formation models. In these models, all galaxies are placed inside a dark matter halo, gravitationally attracted to the other ones. Because of this attraction, they can collide and merge. As a result, the galaxies inside can fusion, transforming its morphology. A larger galaxy is formed out of two smaller ones. For instance, the Milky Way and Andromeda, our closest disk companion, are expected to merge in 5 billion years from now. The resulting shape is expected to be spherical instead of a disk. The structure changes in this merging process. This is the base of the hierarchical picture of galaxy formation, where structures grow from the merging of smaller ones. They are host dark matter halo, traces in turn the cosmic web. This modern chronicle echoes once more the Cartesian physics. According to it, matter is composed by particles in motion, revolving around several centers. This behavior confirms different systems or vortices, each one described as a heaven that spins around the star. The vortices are also labeled as large heavens, being very unequal in size among each other. Due to being liquid, their shape is supposed to be oval. The heavenly bodies are placed in the middle of the vortex to which they belong. This interplay between heavenly bodies and vortices reminds of galaxies and halos in contemporary conceptions. Taking this point further, also the vortex dynamics mirrors the hierarchical merging of halos. The Cartesian particles are by definition constantly moving. As a consequence, they collide among each other, provoking different results, erosion or fusion. In any case, these collisions change the structure of the matter. For that reason, many vortices disappear and their respective centers, the heavenly bodies, come closer to the nearest ones, forming new structures. Its satellite of Jupiter, for example, is considered the rest of an ancient, more complex system, whose original structure was lost due to the collision. When their respective contexts vanish, the satellites come close to the nearest body, in this case the planet, and are integrated to it, conforming a new vortex. On one of the engravings in the Natural History by Buffon, published in 1752, presents God creating the solar system as a series of fluid vortices. Each planet is depicted originally belonging to separate structures in an earlier stage previous to the known organization orbiting around the Sun. Images and simulations shaping large-scale structures. Franz von Schooten was entrusted with the task of visualizing the system of vortices theorized by Descartes. Both together gave the tourbillon a shape. In 1989, Melotte and Chandarin published a series of technical papers dealing with the simulation and visualization of large-scale structure. We suggested to compare two images similar at the representational level. Taking a step further, we have explored their respective theoretical frameworks, finding additional striking similarities. To complete this comparison, we will retrace our steps to finally examine some aspects in the materiality of the images themselves. Both models present a fragment as synecdoche of the whole. The systems cover the entire surface, extending themselves until the borders of it. In addition, the structure is composed by repetitive elements. These two aspects, fragment and repetition, visually indicate a wider space beyond the already shown. In other words, what we know about concrete areas of the universe can be applied to the whole. Taking into account the limitations of the observations, this factor is quite relevant in order to achieve a general valid model. Superposed borders delimit the vortices and interconnect the systems through shared areas, stressing the penetrability of the fluid medium. Borders don't segregate individualities. They highlight being part of a complex system. In the second example, the visualized computational particles present filaments connecting large dark matter concentrations. Descartes emphasized a cluster of vortices, or penetrable, interconnected, and volumetric entities containing structures centered by stars with their related planets and satellites orbiting around. The contemporary model lays stress on the emergence of a cosmic web, or a network of large dark matter filaments interconnecting the most massive galaxy clusters. For both models, voids are important. Descartes neglected the possibility of vacuum due to the fact that there are particles of matter everywhere in the cosmos. To make clear this aspect, the triangles originated in the interstices among the systems are covered with dense dotted surfaces. For the dark matter model, voids, the regions with a sparse particle distribution, are important as well from a quantitative and technical point of view. In the function of each image lays the main divergence between them. On one hand, the vortices are a visualization of a theory, a visual explanation containing the key ideas exposed by Descartes in the text. In this sense, the engraving is as abstract as the theoretical level itself. On the other hand, simulations of large-scale structure are a direct result of a concrete need to reproduce the available observations. It's an indispensable tool to verify the theory. The success of a model derives from what is revealed in the simulation. The first one visualizes the theory. The second one visualizes the numerical experiment that will shape the theory. For that reason, they are radically different with respect to the context to which they belong. The process of producing images has been radically changed since the second half of the 20th century. Contemporary scientists have a new relationship with the images they deal with. In the specific context we present, the main improvements have been possible thanks to the introduction of simulations as key tools. For the working astrophysicist, the values of visually comparing the structures derived from the simulation and the ones from observations plays a vital role. It escorts the quantitative labor of extracting and comparing detailed statistics. For example, in the last figure we present, these two ways of approaching data are contrasted: observation, blue pies, and simulation, red pies. The comparison between these images allows the fine-tuning of free parameters in the models. This kind of procedure, as well as preparing mock images of individual galaxies from simulations, how would this galaxy look like as seen with the Hubble Space Telescope, have become standards today in the study of galaxy formation in an explicit cosmological context. Moreover, these simulations can be only performed with the aid of advanced computer techniques nowadays available. This mediated process resulting in images is the basic material to work with. As images, Cartesian vortices and contemporary large-scale structure are quite different from a technical and functional point of view. But conceptually, again, they are quite close. In Le Monde, Descartes presents the whole explanation of his system as a simulation. Quote, "For a short time, then, allow your thought to wander beyond this world to view another, wholly new one, which I shall cause to unfold before it in imaginary spaces." And another quote, "My plan is not to set out the things that are in fact in the true world, but only to make up as I please from this matter a world in which there is nothing that the densest minds aren't capable of conceiving, and which nevertheless could be created exactly the way I have made it up." End of quote. In order to conceive the new physics he proposes, he starts by setting up the conditions of a certain configuration of matter. Then he applies the laws he understands as valid and observes their results into this simulated world. He asserts the same principle can be applied to the actual world. It's in this comparison or analogy where lies the validity of his system. The same method of shaping theories in physics through simulations is applied today as well. Conclusions. As an art historian dealing with astronomy, I must specify we aren't presenting artistic projects inspired by astronomy, but scientific productions themselves, that is to say, specific visual materials used by scientists to make science, being it produced by artists, like in the case of Descartes, or not, like in Melot and Chandari, who created their own visualizations. But in any case, what is important to stress here is the necessity of a deep understanding of the image as a crucial component of astronomy. One cannot misunderstand its relevance, reducing it to mere representation or illustration. Scientific images aren't illustrations, but significant producers of knowledge. The specific case of cosmic matter reveals quite well the role of visualizations. In the examples we presented, matter is constructed directly in and through the image. Advanced techniques to see the cosmic particles weren't at Descartes' disposal. Yet nowadays, we don't have enough techniques to detect dark matter particles. But in both cases, the visualization of matter is needed to make the science evolve. Therefore, the slides we have shown aren't representations, because the physical appearance of the subject to be supposedly represented was and is unknown. But they are visual productions of knowledge. From this standpoint, an analysis from a renewed art historical perspective, when applied to science, provides an essential tool for understanding its material in a renewed way. Thank you.